the yeas are 82, the nays are 15. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
Immigration passing a little bit of a hurdle. The debate continues on the pathway to citizenship. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The president is pushing for this one, trying to get momentum for an immigration reform bill. It is just one stop, 82-15, but the Senate majority leader is smart, Harry Reid, because he realizes that, you know what, some Republicans don't really have the intention of supporting this measure all the way through, even though they are supporting formal debate. Just because you say yay to the debate doesn't mean you say yeah to the whole enchilada. And I love what Senator Marco Rubio has done, because he's got an amendment on the table that would make Congress, not the executive branch, responsible for deciding. An amendment that he put forth that will measure security metrics at the border. And if those pieces of security haven't been met, then all other aspects of the bill would be killed off. The whole pathway to citizenship would never get triggered. This is smart because Rubio realizes all we keep hearing is, again and again and again, oh, we have to secure our borders, but our borders are ridiculously porous. And how can you have some kind of crazy cockamamie immigration reform if you don't even know who's in and who's out? Good luck trying to enforce that, collecting back taxes, getting everybody to speak English, and all the other parts of this Gang of Eight plan that is only there in principle. I'd be pretty skeptical about anything that offers a path to citizenship when you don't have any sort of border that is secure. So good for Rubio. I don't think anything really happens with this. Plus, it wouldn't be rectified in the House. But the debate will rage on, and the Republicans can't completely ignore this. If you remember, the last time around, Obama won the Latino vote by 44%, so the Republicans have to be careful how this is perceived and how they play it. There's nothing careful about what's going on with this leaker and his whereabouts. He's evaporated, seemingly, from Hong Kong, could have gone to China, was invited by the Russians, didn't go there, looking for a country without extradition with the United States, but someplace that will probably squeeze him for information, that would be China. But that would be where Edward Snowden might have landed. Other information, as far as looking through documents and phone records and all that kind of stuff, is supposed to drop in the next day or two. I wonder where this sends us. Right now, there is a mad scramble to come up with charges against Snowden and to find out where he is at this point. Plus, on top of that, the State Department is accused of covering up prostitution. My, oh, my. It is the year of the whistleblower, and it is the summer of investigations that, guess what, you and I are paying for. Izzy, she's a true hardliner, joins us from Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hello. I just want to tell Ray, batten down the hatches. We are in for some massive storms tomorrow and Thursday. I heard it on the news and during the commercial break, and I'm like, don't even. I was due to go out of town tomorrow. Guess I won't be because we're supposed to have derechos.
Ugh, and derechos.
Like, those big windstorms that hit Nevada.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you have got to be adjective, man. I'm like, well, it's just lucky my roof has not been repaired yet.
No kidding.
But a lot of it is going a little north of us, but there is a sector, which includes us, Ray, pay attention, that we're going to get hammered. And I thought, my God, I just can't take much more of this. I have got to go somewhere.
No kidding. It's been how many days of this kind of weather? altogether have they had in Missouri and other parts of the Midwest. It's terrible.
Most up until this past few days, which have been wonderful, it's been about 5 days out of every week we've had rain.
Wow.
Just about. I've been keeping track of it.
That's crazy.
And just, I mean, some of it's really, really bad, and some of it's not so bad, but it's been about 5 days out of every week.
Wow. That is amazing.
Okay. To Mr. Snowden, go. I'm sorry. I don't think it's treason, and I wish more people had his fortitude to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. This is what your government is doing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't have to agree with me, but I'm so sick of people sitting back willy-nilly and doing nothing. And at least he did something. And to those little Secret Service State Department, how dare you use my tax dollar and act like whoremongers? How dare you? You know, I have them on my prayer list every day because I know it's quite a job to protect, Obama. And I'm taking them off. No. They're unfriendly to begin with. And second, they don't. That's just wrong. That's morally and ethically wrong to use tax dollars to hire prostitutes. Oh, my God.
I agree with you. Absolutely. It is our money. You got to keep thinking about that. Even with all these investigations, we are just dumping money right down that proverbial rabbit hole. It's ridiculous.
And the same thing with immigration. How dare these elected officials and the Gang of Eight, were they elected as a Gang of Eight? I mean, that's eight people out of how many? 500 and something total?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? I mean, that doesn't solve anything that you take four from each party. I think that's obscene.
I agree with you, and I think it's the pathway to nowhere, frankly.
We need to start a new party.
We do. I've said it, you know, when I first started doing this show, Izzy batting the hatches. I said that. I said we need a third party desperately. Desperately. Thanks, Izzy. We need one. That's it in a nutshell. We are not satisfied. Rex in Illinois, you get the last word. Hey, Rex.
Hello, sweetheart.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm just madder than heaven, and can I just talk at you a minute real quick?
Sure.
I'm sitting here doing some work. I'm disabled, but I do editing for people. And on the local TV station comes, they're taxing beer tax. That's fine. I don't care about that. They go through this whole routine, and this is all that money they're going to put toward the taxes is going to go to, okay, rehab stuff, all that. Long story short, I think the biggest tax increase for cigarettes was New York City, and then California came about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the people that ramrodded that, one of them was Carl Reiner. Or not Carl, but his son. Sorry.
Yeah. Talking about the cigarette tax overall. And what's happened in California is they've taxed everything and agreed to higher taxes because Jerry Brown got them to do that, realizing they could not get themselves out of the jam that they were in. Cigarette taxes are through the roof. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Troubles you the most? and really it was put to me exactly like that. It was in an email. And you know, the answer is all are troubling. Benghazi, State Department, prostitution, the nonsense there, the Benghazi cover-up still, the NSA snooping, next they're digging in our trash. Oh, they're probably doing that. IRS targeting the conservative groups, which was ridiculous. And then there are some others we haven't even put on the list, all the military stuff with the sexual assault and the people that they put into place to administer these programs to open the eyes of the people in the military are the ones who are the abusers, which is, again, it goes back to that same core thing. Who's in charge? Who is in charge? It's complete idiocy. I love what Monica Crowley from Fox said. She said, you know, it's exhausting being an American. It is. It's exhausting living in Missouri, too, with the weather patterns. We're dipping back to Rex in Illinois because we were up against it. Hey, Rex, you were making a point about the cigarette taxes and whatnot, and you started to talk about California.
Well, yeah. In other words, that money didn't go to anywhere as far as, okay, you know, those type of taxes hurt the poor people, okay? But all that money wasn't going anywhere. And so it's just, Kate, you'll educate these people, as far as me and everybody else, on the issues at hand. I don't care if you're a liberal, you're a communist, or a socialist, or all the way to right-handed. I don't care if you're a neo-Nazi. We have one thing that protects us, and that's called the Constitution of these United States.
Absolutely.
And we're losing it.
And we are.
This little dinky thing about taxes blew me up. I'll say, I'm sorry, but it just If you call your representatives, they always say politics are local. Call your dog catcher. Call everybody, including the president, and say, just follow the Constitution. I don't care what your individual agenda is. Follow, because they all take an oath of office to even be in that arena.
Yeah.
And so that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing me back on. I'm just saying, I one night I finally got frustrated. I'm sorry. And part of it was an article a guy sent me. I edit articles for people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So most of it is that you got to stop them from being Plato. You just chop her down. That's all. You know. Okay.
Less is more. I love that. Yes, people try to be too verbose even when they're writing. I agree.
I agree.
Rex, you made some good points. You made some good points. Less is more.
I hope it fires up your base, sweetheart. And I don't care what your proclivity as far as politics. I don't care what your proclivity is for sex. Doesn't matter to me. Okay? Is that just, we got to start firing up as a country, as a people.
We do. We do. We do. Absolutely. We can't, Rex, thanks. You're right. You can't, and obviously that ignited you. You can't just sit by and say, well, someone else will do it. I think that's part of the problem. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else protest. Let somebody else start a phone tree. Let somebody else get upset. Let somebody else make a call to the congressman, the senator who represents us. Let somebody else do it. We're not in that position any longer. The more pressure you apply to the people who you elect, the more they will pay attention. It is the law of averages. It's the truth. A good salesperson will tell you that they will bug a person until they finally have to have an answer, no or yes. It's the same with the people who represent you. Enough people are bugging them. They pay attention. They do not want to lose the gravy gigs that they have. We're going back to Ray in Missouri, who I'm sure wants to respond to Izzy. Ray, you better pay attention to the weather people there.
Yeah, I'm here. I was just trying to, Lizzie's more on top of the weather than I am. Maybe she doesn't have to work the hours I do. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying I need to be able to get in contact with her somehow or another, so. She can take care of us.
That's right. She needs to give the actual weather every single time she comes on. I agree. Because she mentioned it, 5 days out of 7, you're getting rain, which is crazy.
I got 35 acres that I got to plant that I haven't been able to plant since the beginning of the year because it's been too wet.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be disced in the next couple of days, and then the weather changed. Oh, this will put it back maybe another week. Hopefully, I haven't looked at the weather. I just heard her talking a while ago. I was like, my goodness.
Watch out. Batten the hatches, Ray. Batten the hatches, because I don't think you're going to be planting anytime soon. All right, it's time for a daily salute or two. Quickly, Ray is going to love this story. Izzy would like it, too. When you get stuck on these planes and you have no idea how long you're going to be broken down or whatever, what happens? The plane gets hot. You're in Las Vegas. You're stuck on the tarmac for hours. There was a plane that was headed to Phoenix. It was a small plane, Elegant Air flight, and the people on the flight were so frustrated, so tired of it, somebody started to sing, I Believe I Can Fly, R. Kelly song. And it was like an impromptu thing, and all of a sudden, the passengers all started singing. And this was after several hours without air conditioning, water, or any kind of snacks. You gotta love that. Somebody recorded it, and I love it. It's hilarious. When all else fails, band together with your fellow passengers and sing. Why not? It is. When you're stuck and that plane is hot, oh, stuck on the tarmac is the worst. It'd be better to be stuck inside the terminal. It goes back to the same things. Oh, because legally they can't turn the planes around and all this other stuff. There has to be a way. There has to be a limit. I know they've changed a few things, the so-called passenger bill of rights. And truly, the big daily salute goes to the 72-year-old grandmother in California who shot at and just missed a man trying to break into her house. She was shocked. She says that the attention her action is getting, but doesn't regret defending herself and her husband, who is a World War II veteran who uses a wheelchair. So bravo to Jan Cooper of Anaheim. One shot from her 357 Magnum Smith & Wesson around 12:30. A guy's trying to break in during a 911 call. You know, Cooper is heard begging the dispatcher to send deputies and warns that she has a gun at the ready and that she's got a Rottweiler who barks and sounds like an attack dog and is there. They can hear the dog in the background. And this dog didn't dissuade the guy who was trying to get in the house. The man came to the back porch and was trying to get in through a sliding door through the vertical blinds. She saw his silhouette, and he began to slide the door open, and she screamed in the phone because she saw what was happening, called 911. So this was before she shot. She said, "I'm firing," and then just bang, that was it. And she started cursing at him and shouting at him to back up and saying, "You better, you know, get the police here. I don't know whether I hit him or not. I'm not sure. He's standing in my back door. He's in my yard." So the 31-year-old suspect, they got him, Brandon Perez, was not hit, was arrested a short time later by the deputies, and he's pled not guilty to a burglary charge and has a court date later this month. How about that? Bravo to her for using the gun. She says she's owned it about 20 years. It's a legal gun. It's registered, the whole thing. She said even though the dog was barking, he was desperate to get in, and who knows what would have happened if she wasn't able to get the gun and take a shot. So, woohoo! There you go. There's your prime example of what you do in self-defense situations and why we as Americans should have the right to own a firearm. Stay with us. We're climbing over the wall.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, says the government might try to kill Snowden, of course, the leaker, and others say he should be given a parade and a huge bow of gratitude, and still the Chinese could squeeze him for information as part of rendition if ultimately he ends up in China. And others wonder why he didn't go to Iceland. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Nothing but questions when it comes to what's now happened with this leak, and not a whole lot of answers. A lot of you wanted to vent about it when you sent me your emails. As I say, if you want to vent or you have something great to say, or no matter what, send us a line at AmericaTonight.net each and every day you do that. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Yo, yo, Katie D, do you see what my man Ron Paul had to say about the leaker? He may be on to something. Do you think they would really try to use a missile to kill Edward Snowden? I don't think so now. The reason I say that is, if you were going to off somebody, wouldn't you have to do it before he really exploded bigger into the headlines? Really, would the government try to assassinate this whistleblower who leaked the information about the NSA surveillance programs? I'm going to say no, because too many eyes and too many people are all over this situation. I think what could happen is he may end up in the wrong place when he looks to go somewhere where he won't be extradited. What country? You know, Russia wanted him, Mother Russia. Yeah, come here. We want you. Yes, come here. We are ready to talk to you. I think that would have been a huge mistake. He obviously has 86th Hong Kong, or so it seems, because nobody's seen him in the last 2 days. So what does that mean? Where has he gone? Definitely not back to the U.S. It's a question of where he thinks he may get the best, I'm going to say, chances of staying the course, I guess, because once he's extradited, that's it. I think they slap charges on him, and then he goes through a trial. If it goes through a trial, and you look at the Espionage Act, where you gather all the evidence, especially he was in a position where he was dealing with classified information. Oh, yeah, he's nailed. He's nailed for this. Look at Bradley Manning. Only he wore a uniform. He's going to get life, I think, with his state secret dump to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange egging him on to give more and more secrets of the State Department. Now, there's other ways to look at this. Horrendous, shocking things came out of some of those memos out of the State Department that our government was doing that we found out. In this case, we found out that the government is obviously collecting information on all of us. Now, you know, it's like a game of liar's poker. Really, do you believe as a whole entity, when we look at the government, that when they capture our information, whoops, by accidentally hitting the wrong button, it goes to a warehouse where it is destroyed? Do you really trust in that? I'm going to say, no, I don't trust in that. You know what it's like? It's like the storing of records in general, okay? Because the Internet is the wild, wild west. So how many times have we heard, oh, there was a security breach. What was hacked into? Every time something gets hacked into, whether it's the college that you went to with your Social Security number and everything else they had on file, or it's some government agency, or it's some place where you shopped and they had your credit card digits and all your information. Yeah, we've seen that. Where is your information secure? And now you have Google worried, and you have Yahoo worried, and you have Facebook worried, because people are shying away from, geez, what did I put on there that can ultimately lead to the government having a pile of breadcrumbs on me? I mean, that's what I want to know. Should the government's phone and internet surveillance program continue, how do I feel as though I'm not really falling into this data dump and my information, whatever it might be? Think of people who are looking up things for the sake of curiosity, and who knows what it is. Think of somebody having a weak moment where they're calling a suicide hotline or they're doing something like that. That information's out there. And then plus think of business information. So I say they got to get rid of the whole thing and start over. I mean, this was a incredibly beyond our imagination, I think, in a way, invasion of privacy. Yes, we weren't naive to think that there weren't things happening. We saw all the other surveillance things that were going on, and we've known since 2007 this was happening. But the price we pay for security, I'm willing to pay a price. I'm not willing to pay the complete price of my constitutional rights and what we hold so dear in our personal information. I don't think so. If it continues, there has to be some kind of oversight. And what is the oversight when they have a guy who dropped out of high school, couldn't go through community college, must have been decent with a computer, and ends up with a $200,000 gig where he has access to all this classified information in the first place? All right, quickly, let's take some from the mailbag, because I went off on a little rampage here, or a side note, or whatever you want to call it. This one from Joe in Illinois, and Joe says, wow, unbelievable what's going on with the Snowden cat. I have to tell you, hero is a very weird word to use for him, but I guess bravo that he was willing to dump the information in a direction where suddenly everybody will find out that the government isn't telling us the truth, that they're lying to us as far as the scope of what's going on with the NSA and the PRISM program. They need to get rid of that immediately. Do not pass go, because it's just not right that information that should be private and has nothing to do with terrorism is suddenly released for whose eyes? There's just too much we don't know, Kate. So he's not a hero, but I'm going to say he's a decent whistleblower. He doesn't deserve to be persecuted or prosecuted. Yeah, but that's not happening. He is definitely going to be prosecuted if he is extradited back to the United States. And as far as persecution, people are People are definitely heaping praise on him, and a lot of people are calling him a traitor. Irregardless of that, he's still going to have to face the music if he is bumped back to the U.S. If that happens, he's done. For how long? You know, it depends. Could be up to 20 years. Could be up to 20 years. Lawsuits are, by the way, piling up all over the place. That was our next question. Sam says, it's been a long time, but I have to say I'm not shocked that the ACLU is on top of this, that they're filing a lawsuit over the surveillance program. Of course they are, because we're talking about civil liberties and the challenges that are unreal here. What a dragnet nonsense program this is. Definitely the largest surveillance effort ever launched by any kind of a democratic government. And it is wrong. It's equivalent, as the ACLU deputy legal director said, is equivalent of requiring every American to file a daily brief or directive, issue some sort of a statement on what they are doing, where they visited, where they've been, every person they talk to on the phone, the time of each call, the length of every conversation. This is a gross infringement of the freedom of our right to privacy. All right, some of that was, I believe, taken from the statement that was issued by the ACLU, and I would concur that a lot of that was put together well, that it is ridiculous. Should our phone calls be gone over? Should the length of what's happened be part of information that's gathered on us? You know, it's interesting because James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, really has his back up on this one. He's saying that it's tiresome when people think that we're really going through their phone records, that it makes no sense, because certainly we have no interest in doing that. All right, here's another one. This one from Kim, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Kim says, Kate, what about the sex and prostitution investigation that's happening? I figured you'd be all over this. I thought I heard you mention it. Hillary Clinton squarely in the middle of it. Yeah, this is a crazy deal that we're talking about. The ambassador to Belgium, who is accused of hiring prostitutes, even blowing off his detail to hook up with prostitutes, maybe underaged girls too, as part of this. There's all kinds of things that are flying around this. And there's been a big problem, or there was a big problem, when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, same places where she was, same hotel she was staying in, the security detail would hightail it out, some of them anyway, and hook up with prostitutes. So, wow, what was going on there? What were they thinking? Didn't we just go through this with the Secret Service? We did. Remember, last April, we were talking about the president's Secret Service detail. They were caught in a prostitution scandal. There were 12 women they picked up. Remember the trip to Colombia? They didn't disclose any information. They only had this little terse statement that they issued in the end. It happened in Cartagena. And now here we go with the State Department. Wow. What is it? What kind of people are we hiring? Here, there's a question. What kind of people are we hiring for this big, ginormous government that is so bloated it's beyond repair? What kind of people are we hiring and putting in these positions where they're pulling down some decent money, and they're hanging out with prostitutes in their spare time on the road? Ridiculous. We can count on the flip side.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Bounce back in a big way. How about that? Routing the Heat for a 2-1 lead in the finals against the Miami Heat. Not a big LeBron James fan. It's cool to see him once in your life dunk a ball, but that's it. So, good for the Spurs. 113-77. 113-77. Wow, that's amazing. I say it's amazing because I would have thought it would have been close. And it was absolutely not close. The Spurs, in fact, set an NBA record in the finals with 16 three-pointers. Wow, 16. You could say it was raining threes. And what a nightmare for LeBron James. Whoops, raining threes in the wrong direction. This story is just too wild not to talk about, and it has a number in it, a big number. Imagine, just for a second, you're with your buddies, you're in a boat, and you are fishing. Catching a lot of sharks. Yeah, all day long you're catching blue sharks and you're letting them go. Suddenly, when you're in your boat, cruising around, 31-foot boat, a 303-pound Mako shark jumps onto the boat. And this is in New Jersey, so I can imagine the expletives that went flying. There were three guys on this boat. They were catching those blue sharks. The wind kind of calmed down. So there they were in the state central coast is where they were. And the shark took the line on the boat's deep line. and then shot 15 feet in the air several times and landed in the boat. That would be so scary. And boy, wrong direction, the teeth right there for you. Woo! Thrashing around. So, of course, thrashing around, eating broomsticks and speakers in the front of the boat. They were worried that the shark would come at them. I would be worried, too. They say the damage to the boat is probably $5,000 to fix it. But, of course, as any good fisherman will say, you have to have a good tail. Now they have teeth marks in the boat. They think of it as kind of like a badge of honor. But they'll have to fix them, especially there's some in the front of the boat and some in the bottom. So you would have to assume that water would leak in. But what a story to tell. The picture is unbelievable. It looks fake. It looks like a stuffed giant shark, like maybe a stand-in for Jaws, and just blood all over the place. Oh, I would be freaked. I can't even imagine. Seeing it jump in the air a couple of times, okay, that would be okay. But you'd be getting out this cell phone, taking some pictures of that, but then seeing it fly into the boat, man, that would be seriously creepy. So they survived it. They survived to talk about it and to deal with it in the end, because that's exactly what they had to do. They had to find their way back to shore, and, you know, they were able to do that. This is one of the craziest stories I think I've heard, although I should say I'm not shocked by it in one way. People do not pay attention anymore. People of all sorts don't pay attention. We're busy. We're talking on our cell phone. We're playing words with friends. We have no time to make eye contact. There was a plane that made 7 flights carrying a dead man in its wheel well before crews made the discovery. It was an iFly Airbus 330-300, a flight from Italy to Moscow last Thursday, when maintenance crews noticed blood stains on the landing gear. Oh, look, there's blood here. The blood came from the remains of a man who froze to death. Yeah, he was flying without a ticket, you might say. How did he end up in the landing gear of the plane? He had a passport from Georgia. Georgia, not, of course, not the United States, and not from Georgia. We're talking Georgia in the Russian area. Remember, Georgia broke off before boarded the plane 4 days before he was found dead. I just can't believe that nobody saw him after that whole time. It's crazy. Until they finally see the hint of blood. Oh, look, there's blood. How long has that been here? I mean, it's sick and sad to say. It's like a bird. Oh, a bird hit the windshield and didn't know he was stuck in the back there in the grill. Oh, this shook a lot of people up. Pope Francis does not care what people think about his remarks. I really am believing that. Because he lamented that a gay lobby was at work at the Vatican in private remarks to the leadership of a Latin American church group. A wild acknowledgement that appears to confirm reports about lots of corruption and problems in what they call the Holy See. So the Latin American and the Caribbean Confederation of Religious, they call it, the regional organization for priests, nuns of religious orders, priests and nuns, confirmed that its leaders had a written synthesis of Francis's remarks after their June 6 audience. The group, known by its Spanish acronym CLAR, said it was greatly distressed that the documents had been published and apologized to the Pope. Francis is quoted as saying that while there were many holy people in the Vatican, there was also corruption. He said the gay lobby, they mentioned it, said it is true. It is there, and we need to see what we can do. Wow. So what's interesting is in the days leading up to Pope Benedict's resignation, the Italian media, they were having a field day with all kinds of reports of a gay lobby influencing papal decision-making and the Vatican policy through blackmail and suggestions that the scandal had led in part to Benedict's decision to resign because of all the pressure. Now this comes out. So, man, secrets are not even safe in the Vatican. I mean, I thought that was just the movies when they would talk about the nasty Cardinal Richelieu. But apparently not. It's true. It's alive. Power corrupts. Power unchecked. And the Vatican is its own entity. They have their own police force, and they are part of really no country, even though they're there in Italy. But the power at work in the Catholic Church, starting from the power of the Pope, is staggering. I mean, absolutely staggering. Let's talk some numbers and odds. How about this? The U.S. Open is set to get underway. Practice rounds and all of that are happening now. Tiger Woods is a 9-2 favorite. Phil Mickelson, lefty, my favorite player, is 20-1. And then there are a slew of others that most of you probably don't know unless you really follow golf. Another golfer that I like, he has a really odd swing, is Jim Furyk. He's 45-1 to win that. What are the odds that Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia could get into a fist fight on the course? I guess probably not too good. Leave it to Vegas, too, to come up with a series of what they call prop bets, just interesting, crazy things. And some of the prop bets include a 37% chance there will be a hole-in-one during the tournament. 100 wins 165 if yes. Lowest round by any golfer, the over-under 64.5. The conditions are, I think, tough at Marion, and this is being held in Philadelphia. So these aren't easy conditions. The U.S. Open, in fact, they usually make the U.S. Open super, super tough. I mean, extra tough. And it's probably the same way in Marion. I took a look at the course, just looking at some photographs of it, and the pin placements. Of course, they'll move those around. Looked pretty tough. All right, so we can count. Check this one out. 90-year-old man swam to an island after the boat sinks. This just proves to you when you complain you're too old to do this and you're too old to do that, you're never too old because you're a 90-year-old lobsterman. You got to get back on the water after surviving a sinking boat, and you do it. His name is Philip Tuttle of the great island community of Harpswell. It's in Maine. His boat needs a little bit of work to make sure the engine is okay, but he's ready to go. His boat, the Queen Tut, hit the rocks. It lurched. It took on water. 50-degree seas. But he knew some way, somehow, some way or some hell or high water, he was going to make it to shore. And he did. Bravo.
Duh. Winning.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.